AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Step into our confessional. Confess all. We won't tell anyone. Just the entire nation. From Greatest Hits Radio, Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Yes, that's exactly what this is. A very special festive edition of the Confessions podcast, where we guide you through what I believe is referred to a minefield of misdemeanors, the highway of holiday jinx and the snowdrift of seasonal shame. How many marks for the alliteration?
Yeah, you get full marks from me.
Thank
you. Loved it.
Thank you. I thought that was good.
All brought to you from your friends at Greatest Hits Radio. Sister Susie is in the pub with the Christmas tree. The second one, the first one died.
Yeah.
The second one, is it okay? Have you actually dressed it this time?
Yeah, it's got decorations on it. Technically, it's our third Christmas tree because we already have one in the pub as well. But this is our second one in the flat upstairs.
And it's not dead yet?
Not dead yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brother Matthew, live from his gutter.
Yes, I am here.
Adorned with tinsel.
I am.
Sister Holly, who is sort of on a moral plane above everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. how I think. I always think whenever I'm tempted to do something wrong, I always think, what would Holly say?
What would Holly say? Yeah.
If she was here right now, and also there are lots of people making festive remarks about your name, but this is not one of those places.
No, it's not. Thank goodness.
He says, having brought it up again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, later we're going to be catching up with your correspondence on the parish notice board, including a dip into the Mark Knopfler section of the show. Stories either too disgusting or simply illegal to get live on the radio. And of course, you'll also get this week's crop of fabulous Christmas confessions from the Drive Time show on Greatest Hits Radio, which you may already have heard once, but you've got this podcast so you can just love them all over again.
All over again.
Not Mother of the Year, that's the name of the person who sent in a confession admitting to a lie involving chocolate oranges that lasted over 7 years and nearly involved an EpiPen. Anyway, that's on the way. Elizabeth reveals a truly unforgettable birthday and leaving party for a colleague, Kevin. It involves an apparent policewoman who's overdressed, but I don't want to give too much away.
No,
that's called Baby, What a Big Surprise. There's Vicky's confession. What's wrong with the fruit jellies anyway? But first, we're heading to... I mean, that's a disgusting thought in its own. First, we're heading to Christmas Pass with Terry, who simply can't wait till Christmas Day to open his and his brother's presents in Turn Around, Bright Eyes.
Simon Mayo's confessions. We won't tell anyone. What? Oh, sorry. I mean, we will tell everyone.
Terry says, Simon, Matt, the magnificent, Super Susie and the holiest Holly. For me, I need forgiveness, for I have sinned in a matter most devious. This tale hails from the days when Walkmans were the pinnacle of cutting-edge technology.
Wow.
And computer games came on cassettes.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. I was but a young lad, awash with pre-Christmas excitement and mischief. Even Father Simon must remember that.
even right. You.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah.
That year, I had asked for a Walkman with the marvel of auto reverse.
Oh, yes.
While my brother had requested Total Eclipse, the sequel to Driller, one of the very first 3D games.
Wow.
Did you play this?
I don't remember that, no.
Well, Terry says, I love Driller, set in the far future, where the human race has abandoned Earth for outer space, specifically Evath, which is their new home.
Evath.
Which is quite similar to Earth,
but just with a V
in there.
Typo.
A ship called Exodus is sent to colonize the planet, and the game needs you to maneuver the excavation probe through 18 regions of the moon and place a drilling rig in each of them.
So there's a driller.
It sounds like your kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was super cool and you get the idea. I was quietly seething that my brother, who lacked both the passion and skill for gaming, had claimed this sequel as his own. I knew he would never let me near it. One evening, While our parents were out valiantly fulfilling their civic duty to keep the bar at the local pub firmly propped up, temptation overwhelmed me. Armed with the precision of a master thief, or more accurately, a model-making scalpel, I embarked on an audacious act of present peeking. With surgical precision, I carefully sliced the tape, sealing my gift. The thrill of discovery hit me as I unveiled my new shiny Walkman, complete with the futuristic marvel of auto-reverse.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Once satisfied with my glimpse into the future of portable music, I resealed the package so expertly you'd swear it had never been touched. But my descent into festive villainy didn't stop there. Total Eclipse, my brother's gift, sat tantalizingly next to mine. It was, as I'm sure you appreciate, Father Simon, too much to resist. Employing the same scalpel, I executed another perfect operation, even managing to open the cassette case without leaving a trace. Liberating the game, I rushed to my trusty high-speed dubbing recorder, creating a perfect duplicate of the tape. Because you can do that.
You could do that.
Back in the day.
Frowned on, but anyway, yeah.
For the day, almost certainly illegal. Don't try this at home.
No.
For the days leading up to Christmas, I reveled in playing Total Eclipse while my brother remained none the wiser. Ha ha! I flew my ship over planetary surfaces and through tunnels. The exit of the tunnel always appeared late, and if you're not careful, you miss a power-up.
Okay, power-up. We don't want to miss that.
You don't want to miss that.
Don't want to miss that.
Nope. No. I was able to upgrade all my weapons and send bombs to destroy my enemies. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Wow.
And I destroyed their installations. Happy New Year.
The installations as well.
Yes, once I was done, I returned the game to its pristine state and nestled it back under the tree. I confess this crime with a heavy heart, seeking absolution from my long-suffering parents and my unsuspecting brother, who, to this day, remains unaware that I had robbed him of the chance to be the first to explore that game. I throw myself on your mercy, even though I struggle to forgive myself for the depths of my seasonal skullduggery. Terry needs some forgiveness. A lot will depend on where you are in the family pecking order, brothers, sisters, and so on. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will have done similar deeds, I suspect. Sister Susie, what do you say to Terry?
Well, I was with Terry for quite a while with that. Like, I had a ZX Spectrum when I was younger. We used to play quite a few games on that, which was quite fun. Took me back to Manic Miner days and Chucky Egg, which was very good. But I don't care how clever you think you are and how precisely you cut that with a scalpel. Your parents definitely could have been able to tell that you've been rustling in those
depending
presents.
On how long they'd spent at the bar.
Yeah, I mean, there's
well,
a point.
It may be very true, but I just think you went a bit too far. You didn't just peek. You took them out and played with them, yes. And for that reason, I can't forgive you. Wait till Christmas for your presents.
Actually, when you think about it, Terry's parents might have been down Susie's pub, so therefore maybe they were just helping.
They could have been, couldn't they?
Helping
yes.
the local economy. Yeah, yeah, what do you say, Brother Matthew?
Well, I am struggling to see what he's done wrong here. I mean, did he steal the game from his brother? No, he didn't.
Borrowed.
Did he steal the experience from his brother? Because the brother still played the game and enjoyed the game, so nothing, no problem there. I would probably venture that if you can complete a game in one night, not much of a game, really, if you can get it all done in one night. So I'm probably going to say forgiven, really, because, you know, no harm, no foul.
What about copyright?
Copyright, obviously, home taping is killing music, kids, and computer games. When you could still do that, you can't do that anymore. So for that reason, I'm going to forgive.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Well, but also, the thing is, if this seems to... I mean, I can understand if you're kind of, like... 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
But if you open your present before Christmas Day, what's the point? On Christmas Day, you then know what you're going to have.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of self-control.
It's yourself you're harming. You're the one who's being cheated.
Okay.
Wow. It's only you.
So it's a mousetrap game. Great. Now on Christmas Day, you know you're getting a mousetrap game. Loser.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's my parenting.
Yeah. I like it. Good work.
Nice.
Now, I bet Holly would never, ever have peeked at any single present ahead of time.
I've never done it. No, never, ever. No.
Good for you.
And if Holly hasn't done it, no one should do it.
Yes.
Self-control is what it's about. Anyway, that's nicely done. Thank you. Before we head back to the confessional booth, it's time to pause as we pass the parish notice board where we can look into the mailbag. Is the mailbag next to the parish notice board? That's a little bit odd because presumably we're looking at things that are actually pinned to the notice board.
Yes, we are.
We can't look into the bag.
No. I'm taking things out of the bag and putting them onto the notice board.
Are they not already on the notice board?
No, because
delve into the bag.
We're turning around the magic here.
Onto the notice
board. And of course, what we're most interested in are the 5-star reviews that we get on various podcast platforms.
Plotforms.
That's exactly what I meant to say. On the podcast platforms.
What's a plotform?
Plotform.
Plotform.
Sounds a little rude, but anyway.
It does.
They're all 5 stars or they don't get read out. So BigDog27 says, more than 5 stars. I would give you more than 5 stars if I could. Love listening to this podcast every week. My highlight of the week, I think, BigDog27 probably.
Keep up the great work.
Yeah. Blonde Bimbo number one.
Oh, come on, what's wrong with proper names?
Yes, Brian. Phenomenally funny, says Blonde Bimbo number one. I've listened to Confession for many years. You and the stories your listeners tell are a beacon of light in what often feels a very dark world.
Yes.
Thank you for being utterly brilliant. And Grumpy Old Fox 1980 says, questionable brownies. 5 stars. Dear Reverend Simon and the team, including the postboy, I know this is about leaving a review and is not a confession, but I need to get this off my chest. I started listening to your podcast about 2 months ago, and every week I've immensely enjoyed it and giggled out loud. But I do have an issue on my part. It appears that when I have a full-blown belly laugh, they always seem to be on a confession about death.
Oh.
First one was about the goose that honked after it passed, then quite recently about Ivy falling into the grave pit when someone pushed her. Then I decided to go back to the start of the podcast, and the first podcast had an archive confession. What happened to them? That was about having a meal at someone's wake when they thought it was a restaurant. I seek forgiveness for laughing at death and its misfortunes.
I think Grumpy Old Fox sounds like the devil.
The devil? Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that was a leap.
Who else laughs at death?
A laugh in the face of death. That's what I do when I go to the supermarket.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for all the 5-star reviews. Much appreciated. I have an email from Elaine, brackets Andrew's long-suffering sister. Hello. I thought you could say hello back there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
A little casual.
Yeah, it was.
My name is Elaine, and I'm the sister of Andrew, the guy from Bristol who regularly writes in and whose wife, Janet, doesn't like the Confessions podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves it. Each time Andrew's email is read out, he then sends a link to our family WhatsApp group for us to listen to.
Is that a comment on your WhatsApp group?
And he doesn't think he will receive
like
any of your freebies. I believe to date this is still the case. He absolutely loves your podcast, hence his regular communication. And I now listen in anticipation of yet another email of his being read out so that I can let him know in advance that I have heard it and to avoid our family's WhatsApp group being full of links to your podcast. As a result of Andrew's emails and him inadvertently acting as a PR guru for your podcast, I am now a regular listener. And I have to say that, just like Janet, I don't like it. I absolutely love it. As does my husband, Tony, who's also subjected to the regular updates of current state of play about the family WhatsApp.
It feels like a little insight here, doesn't it?
My real reason for writing is in desperation. It is Andrew's birthday on Boxing Day. And as you can imagine, it is always difficult to think of unusual birthday presents at this time of year. Reading between the lines, Andrew's hankering after some of your branded merchandise. I think this is your cupboard.
Yes, I think so.
Cupboard de tat. Anyhow, this email serves as a desperate attempt to request that some of your wonderful merchandise is awarded to Andrew as an unusual birthday present. Whatever we buy will not in any way be met by the same appreciation compared to anything that you could kindly send him. Yes, Elaine, but it'll probably get there on time as opposed to anything that we send. If this is read out, we'll receive yet another WhatsApp link to the podcast. So if you were kind enough to send him something for his birthday,
Can we get before now?
Probably. Like it.
Anyway.
I hope this gets read out. Happy Christmas.
Yours sincerely.
Merry 2025. We don't like your podcast. We absolutely love it. Thanks in advance.
I liked that.
Yes, it was very nice.
It was good.
It was very nice. Yeah. Right? From the WhatsApp group, obviously.
Can we send something?
Absolutely, yes. Because he is acting as a PR guru for us, which I suppose is good. He's annoying the WhatsApp family group chat, which is disappointing, but I suppose good because he's promoting us. So that's fine. Yeah. Yes, we can send him a mug. Will it arrive on Boxing Day? No.
Definitely not.
He can get it at some point
when it arrives
in the future.
In March. Yep.
Well, I've got an email slash tat request from Rebecca. Now, Rebecca says, Dear Confessions team, I have been listening to the Confessions for many years now, but I feel this is the time that I should be asking for some tat from the tat cupboard. Can I please have a mug from the tat cupboard, if possible? One for me and one for my husband. Mm. We have a lovely, energetic 3-year-old, and we recently had a baby. We listen to the podcast when up at night feeding the baby and rocking her to sleep, and also when we're up with our 3-year-old, who has never been good at sleeping. In the morning, my husband and I have lots of much needed coffee and chat and laugh about what we have heard that night. The podcast is such a nice way for us to keep laughing when incredibly sleep deprived and exhausted. It would be wonderful to have our morning coffee in some Confessions mugs to bring an extra smile to our incredibly tired faces. Thank you so much, fatigued Rebecca from Chelmsford.
Imagine having a tired face. That would be an awful thing.
No.
But the thing is, it soon perks up. So, Rebecca, you're going to be looking fabulous. There isn't a... Is there a Confessions mug? There isn't really, is there? There's a...
It's the Simon Mayo Drive Time mug.
Yes.
That's right.
The thing is, guys, these mugs don't grow on trees.
This is Lady Tat speaking now.
You can't just say, oh, can I have two? Can I have five? When does it stop, you know? It's one per customer.
I like this.
One per customer.
Put your foot
That's
down.
All you get, Rebecca.
Yeah.
And we will be sending you one because I did like the email and it sounds like you really are enjoying the podcast.
Yes.
And I think that's really great. But too much.
Yeah, because Rebecca, you wrote in. Tired husband, couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
What does that show?
Maybe they could share the coffee from the mug.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
What? I do that. Share the coffee?
Yeah, but you don't share a mug.
Well, no.
Well, not at the same time.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's revolting.
Well, it doesn't have... They could just... One could have it one day. The other could have it the next day.
Wash it in between. You'd never know.
Yes.
That's true.
Never know.
That's what a dishwasher's for.
I thought you were suggesting that you just have one cup of coffee and they both lower their mouths to different
at
side
the same
of the
time.
Mug.
Straws, maybe.
So I think that's disgusting. Anyway, Rebecca, thank you very much, Steve. We'll send you a mug, which will be with you at some stage in the new year. Keep your additions to the parish notice board or indeed the post bag, which is alongside the parish notice board. They all go to confessions@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. A couple of mentions here. Blodwin, 67. Liz Rogers, proper name. Mm-hmm. Sarah Gray. Oh, I like these people. Anne Fraser. Phil, Claire Bear and Paul Salt, who were amongst those who got in touch with the secret code phrase, which was, of course, last time, hot little hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Matt will have a new secret code phrase at the end of this here podcast. Now it's time for the section of the show that lurks in the shadows. The Mark Knopfler section. These confessions are too outrageous, too indecent, or frankly too stomach-churning to grace the airwaves at drive time. Starting with Jenny. Jenny. Feeling very merry at the Christmas party is good to get in the spirit of things, but we don't need to know about how you had too many mulled wines at the party pre-dinner. To then have a wave of sickness come over you just as the pudding was being served and the speeches started. You thought you could make it through and you didn't need to excuse yourself, but it ended up with you spraying all your... and so on. Colleagues,
Mind you, who has speeches at the Christmas dinner? When's that become... I thought you only had to endure them at weddings.
Some does like awards,
I should do
don't
a speech.
They?
Yes. Anyway, Jenny used a handbag. But it was too disgusting, really. Just have more self-control, Jenny. That's the thing.
I don't even think it was her handbag in the end.
Oh, someone else's handbag.
What?
No.
Oh, it's like the last days of Rome.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just did they, a lot of that then.
Was it so bad that they were sicking other people's handbags
and togas? Yeah. That was happening.
Is that what Claudius was up to?
Yeah.
Heavens.
Didn't know they had handbags back then.
Also, Gary, getting drunk on Christmas Eve before heading to midnight mass is not a new thing and we do not approve of it.
No.
Especially when it involves the lady in front of you getting sick in her hair.
Oh, what? Another one?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And her coat and her hat.
Oh.
More than once.
Yeah.
Gary, You should be ashamed. I mean, just don't.
That's poor, that.
I mean, either, okay, here are the choices. Go to the pub, have a couple of drinks, and then go to the church. Or don't go to the church. Yes. Be sick in the garden. Or
toilet, maybe.
Or if you feel it coming, move. Like.
Yeah.
Or have a water and then pray. That's what I do.
Pray the sickness away.
Have a water and then pray. It's Christmas after all.
Pray. Yay! Come round to our place. Who wants some water?
And then maybe a prayer. Oh, yes, please. You spoil us. You out of Ferrero Rocher? Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently. No, you don't have chocolates.
No chocolates.
No, wait,
not in this. Just not in this house. Just the water and prayer.
Yes.
Tip you over the edge.
That's right. We invite the Amish, but they find it a little too raucous. In our place.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's quite enough of that. So let's get back to the confessions that did make the cut. For example, not Mother of the Year. That's how this confession was signed, and we called it. You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion.
Confess all. We won't tell anyone. Just the entire nation. Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Today's confession, it's a festive confession, and it comes from someone who signed it Not Mother of the Year.
Oh, really?
Oh,
N-M-O-T-Y, so Namotti.
Namotti.
That doesn't really work, does it? Yep. Anyway, Not Mother of the Year. Do you like that one? Oh, okay. Yeah. Father Simon, Sister Susie, Holy Holly and Miraculous Matt.
Correct.
I am writing my long overdue confession on the way to collect my firstborn after their first term at university. Whilst we cover the motorway network of the UK, we're catching up on your wonderful five-star confessions podcast.
Five stars.
Children have reminded me of this story that I need to confess. 12 certificate. This harks back to a time when child one was five, child two was two, and child three was a mere twinkle in our eye. Like all parents of young children, especially those with a lot of energy, we enjoyed them so much during the day that we enjoyed that special time after they'd gone to bed where we could reflect on their wonderful antics. Often at this time, we may have had a small sip of wine and may have had a small nibble of special chocolates between just the two of us whilst meditating over some mindless television. Always eager to be awake and enjoy every second of the day, my children have never really enjoyed sleep, and bedtime could take, well, a long time. Anyhow, finally, after a good solid hour of love you, go to bed, no, you don't need to paint your room, just sleep. No, sleep! We finally settled down to enjoy the few moments of adult time before we needed to sleep prior to being woken in the night and again at the crack of dawn. Finally, we sat down, grabbed a glass of wine, and husband reveals a secret, a festive Terry's chocolate orange, and the children were ignorant of its existence. This is parent chocolate. And not for sharing. So husband sneaks the chocolate into the freezer for 15 minutes, a little trick, whilst we tried to find the floor under the mess, wipe off sticky marks from every surface and discover socks in unusual places. We were looking forward to this moment to sit down in silence, so I pour the wine and husband retrieves the slightly chilled chocolate, our favourite. We slump down in front of the television for those 20 minutes of bliss. We sit and husband performs the bash that leads to the chocolate splitting into sections.
Oh, yes.
Little crack, not loud, slightly muffled, but sadly enough to rouse a five-year-old child, apparently asleep, behind two closed doors and on a different floor. How does this happen? Just as we slip the first segment of this long-awaited chocolate into our mouths, the door flies open. Mum, Dad, what was that noise? I heard a noise. What noise? Go to bed, we mumbled through mouthfuls of chocolate. What's that smell? Smells like orange and chocolate. Sherlock's untired brain cell was wiring. Ooh, chocolate orange, can I have some? No! We yelled together, spraying chocolate over said child. Why not? Said the child, interrogating us. Because you are allergic to them.
Oh!
That's why we're eating it well away from you. Yeah. We don't want you to have a reaction. Hopefully I can wipe the crumbs off, or we'll have to shower you. Do you think you're okay? You can go back to bed. This child hates showers. So Brilliant. Off they go back to bed. Now, this is where I was wrong. My child did have a few allergies and had reacted to various random items such as meringue, nuts and goats, some of which had actually required a hospital trip. But no harm was done on this occasion and the incident was forgotten about and we carried on to enjoy our few moments of parenting respite. We fast forward 7 years. We have moved abroad to a country that did not have decent quality chocolate. This will be America, I imagine. So when we moved back, at no time in the period had said child even seen that orange-flavoured chocolate. And so we returned back to the UK. Child one is now 11 and starting at a UK senior school. During their first few weeks, they went on a welcome trip. At 11 p.m. on the first night, we receive a call from their new senior school checking if the child was in fact allergic to chocolate orange, as we hadn't explicitly listed it on the form, and if it was okay to administer the antihistamine that we have packed with them due to their other allergies, as they had accidentally eaten some, but the rest of the chocolates from the other kids had all been destroyed.
Destroyed?
Initially, I was confused, and then I remembered the comment I had made when being caught by a five-year-old wow. child eating chocolate. And here I confess to the school that it was in fact okay and no EpiPen was required, but it was a lie that I had told over 7 years before. And so I need to request forgiveness from the teacher responsible for health and safety on this residential, the other students who had their delicious chocolates removed for the safety of my child and destroyed, my child for confusing them about the actual allergies that they do suffer from and forgetting they have a memory like an elephant. Also, to anyone suffering from allergies, we shouldn't lie about these things. Should anyone else be put in a similar predicament with a child, I implore you, do not say you're allergic. Simply say, it's spicy. If only I'd said it's spicy, we'd have never had to share chocolate ever again. Yeah. We would not have worried our own child and others. Please forgive me and my poor judgment in a time of crisis. Yours, not the mother of the year, but I suspect a lot of people will sympathise. But anyway, it falls to Sister Susie to take the responsible position.
Yeah, it does. And I probably shouldn't forgive because, you know, danger, danger, allergies and all of that. However, she's a mum and it's Christmas. And you know what? Having that time once they go to bed, if they ever do go to bed, is precious. And I probably would have done the same. And it's Christmas. So I'm going to forgive the mother.
Okay. Well, that's taken an interesting turn. Brother Matthew.
Yes, I'm definitely going to forgive. I mean, it's obviously it's a shame about all the other kids having their chocolate destroyed because yes. of his, because he thinks he's allergic to chocolate orange. But yeah, no, and it was a genius move as well. Why should you have to share your chocolate orange with him? Should be in bed. Make him allergic to chocolate. Make teenagers allergic to phones. Allergic to one-word answers when you ask how your day's been. Yes, all of that forgiven for those reasons.
Said with feeling, I think.
Oh, boy.
Something to confess. Simon Mayo's Confessions.
Also, full marks to Susie for...
Danger, danger!
Yeah.
Voltage.
Very good. Any other confessions about lying to children? They're all very welcome. For example...
Richard, forgiven. Coming from someone who told his daughter that a Scotch egg was their dad's medicine, I think I have to forgive this one. And Drake says, I certainly forgive. I told my oldest daughter she was allergic to boys. She asked me what will happen to her if she touches a boy, and I told her she'll swell up.
So many fine parenting skills on display. Yeah. Still to come on this here Confessions podcast, we are in the pub for a birthday celebration and a leaving party with a police presence in Elizabeth's confession. Baby, what a big surprise. But first, it's Vicky's confession. What's wrong with the fruit jellies anyway, Grandma?
Shh, shh, shh. We won't tell anyone. What's your secret? Confessions at greatesthitsradio.co.uk.
Today's confession, I have to tell you, it's a U certificate.
Oh, right.
With a hint of PG, but it's very, very controversial.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Comes from Vicky. Like. Father Simon, Brother Matt, Sister Susie, Holly and Katie.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I seek forgiveness for something that happened about 11 Christmases ago.
11.
A time 11. When my children were younger and still living at home. A time when I used to go over the top with the boxes, the tubs, the tubes of biscuits, crisps, chocolate and sweets at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They were everywhere. Christmas is all about these delicious treats. Is there anything more Christmassy than eating a whole box of Maltesers at one sitting?
Oh.
Or tipping a whole packet of M&Ms into your mouth at once? I know Charles Dickens didn't write any of this, but I know he'd have destroyed a whole tube of hot and spicy Pringles if he'd had the chance.
Yes.
An interesting thought. So it's Christmas in our house once again, says Vicky. One of our family traditions is that once there are no presents under the tree left, I put all of the leftover confectionery under its drooping branches for everyone to pick at and use up. They look sad and forlorn, and nothing says December the 27th better than a discarded jumbo box of jelly babies. Now, here's the thing, Father Simon. As a family, that's myself and three children, we do not like the yellow or green sweets in anything. Yellow or green anything is beyond the pale. Fruit gums, sherbet pips, wine gums, fruit jellies, Starburst, you name it. If it's yellow or green, we say no thank you. Is that really lime flavour? Is it heck? Is the yellow one even slightly lemony? No. Begone, foul confectionery.
Okay.
You get the picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have raised my family well, and we all agree yes. on the basics of Christmas. So once the good ones, obviously the black and red, filled as they are with real black currants and proper strawberries, once they're gone, then begrudgingly the orange, the yellow and the green are destined for the compost bin. We know that you shouldn't do that, but we do, and that's just the way of the world. This Christmas, 11 years ago, the box of jelly babies, only yellow and green left, sat waiting to go in the bin. All the decent flavours are gone, with just the rubbish left behind. My mum and brother Adam came round for a festive chat, and after making them a cup of tea, I pointed at the pathetic leftover sweets, and brother Adam says, "Oh, I'll have them." And I just sat there as he scooped up all the remaining jelly babies, 20 or so of them, and stuffed them in his fat face. Nearly a year later, coming back from our nan's funeral...
there's a change of gear. Goodness me.
I confessed this to my brother. That my youngest child, Isaac, who was 8 at the time, had gone through the jumbo box of jelly babies and sucked the sugar off the yellow and the green jelly babies, every single one of them, and put them back in the box, 20 or so, as you might remember. As I said, I have confessed that to him, although I didn't mention that he had ulcers at the time. But I do seek forgiveness from Adam, because to this day he will not eat anything at my house that is already open.
I don't think I would either.
He brings his own food. He even brings his own tea bags. I await your verdict. You can imagine that if 8-year-old Isaac has sucked all the sugar off the yellow and green jelly babies, which, can I just say, they are the best ones aside from the black jelly babies. Yellow and the green are fantastic.
I mean, yeah.
They're the ones that you should have. So, yeah. Vicky, you clearly got everything completely wrong there. But I'm kind of on Adam's side. I think I would be with Adam. Anyway, Sister Susie, what do you say?
Yeah, I think I'm on Adam's side here. I really like the yellow and green ones to start. They're the ones I go for first.
Yes.
Like the citrusy, yellow, green, orange. I'm not that fussed about the red and black ones, really. They can stay in there. But eating sweets that someone else has licked, that's disgusting.
Not just licked, but sucked clean of the sugar.
Wouldn't he have noticed, though? Shouldn't he have noticed that, hang on, these jelly babies look a bit odd. They've not got the normal powdery sugar
on it.
I think I would take my own food to Vicky's house as well.
Yes.
And if she knew her children had sucked the jelly babies dry, then she should have put them in the bin where they belong. And because she didn't do that,
yes.
I can't forgive her.
Of course not. That's no forgiveness from the pub. Brother Matthew.
I'm going to forgive, because obviously it's Isaac's fault, isn't it? Isaac shouldn't be sucking the jelly babies free of all the sugar. But Isaac's not up before the beak, is he?
Vicky should have said, oi, brother.
Well, and also, I'm pretty... I don't really discriminate when it comes to the jelly. I'll have any of them, frankly. Any sugar at all
surprise.
At Christmas. Anything is going straight in my mouth for the next 2 weeks. Oh, yes! So yellow, green, black or brown, I don't care. So for that reason, I'm going to forgive.
The red and the orange, though, really?
The red and the orange, all of them, yes.
Okay.
One big handful.
Confess All. Simon Mayo's Confessions Podcast.
12 certificate comes from Elizabeth.
Oh, dear.
I know. I know, you're quite right. Simon, ever-forgiving Matt and the Sister of Mercy, mm-hmm. Susie, or maybe it's Holly. This incident happened at Christmas time 35 years ago to the day.
To the day?
Yes.
Wow.
I worked with a young chap, let's call him Kevin, for a couple of years. This was Kevin's first job since leaving school. Work was a government-led facility, and they were very good, always encouraging further education, so Kevin had taken advantage of this. The time this incident happened, Kevin had worked very hard and had just finished his OND, Ordinary National Diploma. He's since carried on to complete his HND and subsequently a degree. He was very sweet, very studious, and loved his family very much. He was also learning to drive at the time. He had also, because he'd been working very, very hard, never had a girlfriend, never had a date, never had a kiss under the mistletoe, and we all liked Kevin. So, 35 years ago, the gods aligned. Kevin's 21st was fast approaching the 18th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Checks watch. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make his birthday a bit special. He'd also, at his third attempt, passed his driving test just before his birthday. He passed his driving test and was super proud of his new Metro car. He lovingly vacuumed, washed and polished it every week. Every day we heard every little detail of his journey to work and the previous night's journey home. You would think no one had driven home before, so we got everything. Every braking procedure, every right and left turn, every acceleration. How he loved his car and his family very much. Following his OND completion, Kevin interviewed for and was successful for promotion, moving on to a different area of the business. So his date to leave us was Friday the 18th of December.
Oh.
The anniversary today, his birthday.
Oh, right. So he's leaving on his birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And his new role was starting in the new year. Fell very nicely for all of us too, last working day of the year. Christmas break was looming. He was very proud of himself, and rightly so, he'd done very well. We had a collection, bought a nice gift, and arranged for a lunch at the local pub to celebrate his promotion and his birthday and his imminent new role. Kevin's mum dropped him off at work so he could have a drink to properly celebrate his birthday, his achievements, and let the festive season commence. Friday comes, we all finish early, Christmas around the corner, and off we go to the pub. And a merry festive time is had by all. Festive ales are consumed. Boy, are they strong. Those monks were onto something, I think.
Yes.
Is that Trappist ale?
Isn't yes, it,
like
it is.
14.5% or something.
Start your car.
Then all of a sudden, in walks a police officer. "I'm looking for a Mr. Kevin Smith," she shouts. He immediately looks very worried. "He's over here," we all say, pointing at poor Kevin. She then proceeds to tell him how there had been an incident and his beloved little car was no more. She says his Metro had been stolen that morning and, in the icy conditions, had been involved in a single vehicle accident and driven off the road. It was now completely written off. This was obviously very shocking to everyone. What was very odd, however, was that the policewoman, who was quite glamorous, seemed at this point to become too hot.
Oh dear.
I hadn't noticed this, to be honest, but it right. seemed as though she had what? Overdressed for work.
Okay.
So she proceeded to rectify yep. that mistake.
Yep. No. Yeah, we've all got it.
Yep. She was also...
Whoa. She was also... Go
yeah,
on.
She was also probably going to make some desserts later. As she seemed very adept with a can of spray cream that she's brought with her.
Oh, good.
I actually hadn't seen squirty cream used like this before.
No.
But maybe your Nigel might find it interesting.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Poor Kevin is really, really very red-faced and giggling non-stop. Well, we're all in fits of laughter, as was Kevin, even the barman, who seemed extremely interested in the whole event.
I'll bet.
Good fun mm-hmm. had been had by all and a memorable leaving do for sure. However, obviously, says Elizabeth, not my real name, I do seek forgiveness, not from Kevin, not from the barman or my work colleagues, but I seek forgiveness from the old couple who were sitting in the corner of the pub throughout the whole event.
Oh,
no doubt they were hoping for a nice, gentle Christmas lunch in this usually very quiet room. I have to say, the elderly gentleman kept sneaking a look across at Kevin and the police officer with a cheeky smirk on his face. However, his wife was absolutely furious with her husband and with us and with the barman and maybe even with Christmas itself. She wasn't happy. Anyway, I'd just like to add, Kevin is still working at the same facility, happily married and still laughing.
There you go.
So I wonder if that's like a victimless confession. I suppose the old couple, maybe the old lady, was less than pleased. I'm interested to spray cream. I mean, who
yes.
knew? Anyway, Sister Susie, I think we know what's going on there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think the less said about that, the better. Oh. I think
you have to support the police in their important work.
Yes, of course, very important to support the police. I'm not so sure that she was a police officer.
I think
very funny, Elizabeth. I do like it, but I in a pub, I wouldn't want that kind of thing happening in my constabulary. And no, just not forgiven.
35 years ago, this probably happened all the time, didn't it?
Yeah, it feels like a different time, doesn't it?
Yes.
That these kind of things happened in the pub. And also, why are the police tracking you down at the pub? That doesn't make any sense. They go to your house, wouldn't they? They're not coming to the pub where you're having your party and everyone's had a drink from the Trappist Ales. But I'm going to forgive because, you know, it's Christmas. But not a massive fan of the squirty cream. Try and get that out of your clothing.
I think she was making some. Puddings.
Oh, she had lost all the clothing.
Hot chocolate, maybe.
So for all of those reasons, let's move on. Time to forgive.
Simon Mayo's Confessions.
We won't tell anyone. What? Oh, sorry. I mean, we will tell everyone.
Have you had squirty cream on your clothes?
That's what it sounds like to me.
When did that happen? No, that's never happened.
I think it has.
So, no, definitely never happened.
Squirty cream?
No.
On a hot chocolate?
On a hot chocolate.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Very good. With marshmallows.
But hasn't it got nitrogen involved?
Nitrogen involved? Well, it's all got nitrogen involved.
Has
in
it?
My experience.
What?
Because of the universe. Anyway, moving on.
Have you ever skipped the hot chocolate and just done it straight into your mouth?
What's good?
Oh, yeah, we've all done that.
No, we haven't.
Yeah,
you haven't done that?
No.
My
goodness.
I have done a whole tube of Smarties.
In one go.
Whoa.
Yes. That's like the greatest.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It's like the thing that you dream of doing as a kid. You go,
which means
I can only have like three at the most. And then you go,
Woof. I'm now an adult and I'm allowed to do this. It's like when you first go to the supermarket after you've been paid the first time and you just buy all the biscuits. You can't you?
Is that what
when
you did?
Everyone did that with their first paycheck, go to the supermarket and go, I'm having all the biscuits because I am now an adult.
Anyway, it seems Kevin's experience was shared with others. On the people's verdict.
Tony in sunny South Wales has forgiven poor Kevin. For my 21st birthday, I was working as a barman and a very glamorous policewoman questioned me on various licensing laws in the pub. She also became overheated. Needless to say, I was terribly embarrassed and the regulars thought it was hilarious.
I think we've all moved on from that kind of thing.
We have.
Yeah.
Anyway, that wraps up a very festive week of confessions. And if you've been inspired by any of them, to send in your own, could you send it to confessions@greatesthitsradio.co.uk? Thank you very much indeed. Over to Brother Matt for this week's secret code phrase.
And the secret code phrase this week is some water and a prayer. Some water and a prayer is what you should be sending to Simon Mayo.
Mr. Simon Mayo on Threads, or you can post it on Blue Sky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you can call in at reception.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, don't forget to share the Confessions podcast. Tell all your friends. We hope you have a wonderful festive time from everybody here involved at the Confessions podcast. For the next 2 weeks, we'll be bringing you some of our favourite confessions from 2024 and back in the new year with a whole new bunch. Until then, from the pub, Sister Susie says...
Merry Christmas!
Sister Holly chimes...
Merry Christmas!
Brother Matthew intones...
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It did feel a bit sort of...
I can't really be bothered.
I suppose I've got to say Merry Christmas, so Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You can say what you like, Matt.
Happy Christmas. And thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll see you in the new year.
Simon Mayo's Confessions. Want to confess? Simon Mayo would love to hear your story. He may even keep it to himself.
He definitely won't keep it to himself.
Send gory details, please, to confessions@greatesthitsradio.co.uk.